Something for the digital newbie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the home of turkey sandwiches, this is the Rain Report, the weekly podcast of the Amateur Radio Information Network. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. Are you digital savvy? Or do your eyes and mind glaze over when you hear somebody talking about digital modes, like D-Star? Well, this week, the Rain Report will attempt to clear up that digital haze with a short talk aimed at the digital newbie, given at the 2015 Dayton Hamvention by an inveterate user of D-Star, John Davis, WB4QDX.
What's the advantage of digital radio? For most of us, we probably have experience with FM repeaters, and as the signal strength decreases, you start getting more noise, right? But you eventually get down to the point where the signal strength is so low, you can barely understand anything going on. It becomes totally unintelligible, and it's gone. You can't communicate anymore. Digital is a different animal. I don't care what flavor of digital that you're running. It's generally going to sound the same until you get down pretty weak. And then at that point, you're losing the ability to reconstruct the audio. So you would get warbling, garbling, what we like to call in D-Star is R2-D2. Then eventually the signal goes away. But the important point is that it stays pretty much rock solid, no change in the voice until you get down in the weak signal range. And by that time, you are almost unintelligible in the FM, and you've already had to deal with a lot of white noise, static, etc. I get asked the question a lot, so which travels further, a digital signal or an analog? Well, I have a very definitive answer for you. It depends. Depends on a lot of factors. So in certain conditions, digital may outperform analog. In other conditions, you're going to see analog do better. So generally, it's about the same. But the important thing is it's going to stay pretty much the same until you get down into the weaker signal strength. Concerning D-Star, it's one of several digital voice and data technologies in amateur radio. And we have a few now. D-Star was one of the early ones. There have been some commercial modes that have been brought down into amateur radio. They were not made for amateur radio, but they will work. And so some have adopted them. D-Star was one of them that was developed specifically for amateur radio. That being the case, it contains some features specific where your call sign, not a radio ID, but a call sign is transmitted, is programmed into radio, and that's transmitted along with every transmission. And another feature is very flexible user-controlled routing of your signal. If you want to connect to a repeater from Georgia to Arizona, you can do that from your radio. If you'd like to connect to a reflector, which has a lot of European stations, you can do that from your radio. It's not defined by system administrators. You have that flexible routing control from your radio, and that's very ham-friendly. D-Star does have the largest base of users and the largest number of repeaters of all of the digital modes. And contrary to what some people may tell you, D-Star is still growing. Very simply, D-Star is an open and it's a published protocol for digital voice and data for amateur radio. It was designed by the JARL, but it's been available and people are developing things for it. They all use the AMB vocoder. That's the only commercial proprietary thing in D-Star, but it sure made the voice coding and decoding a lot simpler. In fact, it's so popular, that chipset family is so popular, all of the digital voice protocols in amateur radio use the AMB family of decoders, whichever version of chip that may be. The important thing is voice and data are combined on one narrowband RF carrier. So I don't have to have a separate carrier for sending position data, separate radio and TNC like for APRS. I can do that data along with my voice, and it's all done in a very narrow 6.25 bandwidth channel. Now that compares to something that's over 2.5 times wider when you're talking about FM. Now you may say, oh, wait a minute, that's only 5 kilohertz deviation. Is that less than 6.25? Well, that's your deviation, and that really stands for plus and minus 5. Plus, when you add the audio frequencies on top of that, that comes out about 16 kilohertz wide. The D-Star data is truly, and if you look at the FCC admission designator, it is 6.25. D-Star very basically is 4,800 bits going over the air. 2,400 of them are for voice. Another 1,200 is the forward error correction, which allows it to reestablish the analog voice and other information information very faithfully, even in weaker signal and fading conditions. And that leaves another 1,200, which we use for what we call low-speed data. A lot of different applications can be done with that. You can put GPS position. You can send keyboard-to-keyboard data. You can use programs like DRATs and send files and forms and messages. A lot of things you can do with that. And even with the newer generation of radios, you can increase that speed to about 3 times that, because it's using, as I understand, some of the voice bits for data, and therefore you get faster speed data. I hear so often, D-Star requires the internet to work. Wrong. You can operate simplex radio to radio. You still get the same voice and data features. You can add a repeater in that and increase your range, but still have the same features. And then finally, if you want to add internet connectivity to your repeater, that opens up the world of linking around the world. So it doesn't depend on it. It just enhances the features of D-Star. And again, let me emphasize, the user is controlling where you want to go, not the system administrator.
You're in the middle of a short presentation about D-Star, a digital mode in ham radio that boasts a user base of more than 40,000 plus worldwide. We'll conclude this talk for the Digital Neophyte by John Davis, WB4, QDX, in a moment. This is The Rain Report, downloadable and streamed from therainreport.com via Twitter at #TheRainReport and on iTunes.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
D-Star does continue to grow. I keep hearing that this is an old protocol and D-Star is on the decline. Sorry to burst their bubble, it still is growing. When we started with the first 1.2 gig radios that were introduced quite a few years ago, we now have a lot of different radios, many different models available for the 2 meter, the 70 centimeter, and the 23 centimeter band. All of the D-Star radios are both FM and D-Star capable. With a lot of the features and a lot of the new models of radio, even if I weren't doing D-Star, I'd probably buy one of these radios because I really love the features that are included. From the best I could determine, starting with about 48 users in 2006, that's grown to over 40,000 users worldwide. Again, it's the largest user base. Where we're starting with radios and repeaters, we can now access around the world through all kinds of different devices. And along this year's theme of homebrew, there's an awful lot of homebrew you can do with D-Star. What's the advantages? Clear voice transmission over a wide range of signal strength. Your call sign is sent with every transmission, and it's displayed on every receiving radio. So if you're an anonymous kerchunker, you probably want to stay FM. Your position can be sent with every transmission, either from the included GPS in a lot of the radios to adding an external GPS. You transmit and receive voice and data simultaneously on all these bands. You're getting faster data in some of the newer radios. Flexible linking. And we've got these things called reflectors. Reflectors are like a big conference bridge. And we've got several different varieties of them. We've got the D-plus reflectors that you link to with the REF prefix. We've got the DCS. We've got the X reflectors. All of those are just big conference bridges. And they're all around the world. And so if you want to link somewhere just to another station, if you want to link to a lot of traffic with a lot of repeaters on it, if you want to find some friends in Australia or Europe, you can do that. And that's kind of unique with D-Star. But thanks to some of the development that's been going on, D-Star has been made a lot simpler. Some of the newer radios, it really simplifies the programming. Now you don't have to really worry about what's in UR repeat 1 and repeat 2 with the newer radios. I love DR mode. If you don't know it, learn it. You can save multiple memory files on SD card that's in the radio. Before I came up here, I very quickly, it took me probably about 15 or 20 minutes, I saved different geocoded memory files centered around the different cities that I would pass through. So leaving Atlanta, my next one was Knoxville, Tennessee, imported those, and I had all the repeaters for miles around. Then got up to Lexington, then Cincinnati, and now in Dayton. All of those are saved on my SD card, and they're so easy to do. Love the new Android app. offers some additional controls, some additional features, take pictures. You can actually see what your photo is that you're sending and receiving, and adds a lot of additional features. And for all you newbies or wannabes out there, there are many instructional videos available. There's a lot of how-to guides out there. I'll point you to the dstarinfo.com site. A lot of good information there, as well as files to be able to update your repeater. But D-Star is not standing still. It's growing. It encourages experimentation. We can do that. We're hams. So how do I learn about D-Star? I recommend the Nifty Easy Guide, dstarinfo.com. There's some instructional videos, memory downloads, lots of Yahoo groups. Whether you want to find something about a certain radio or a certain segment of interest in D-Star, you can find it. And then go check for YouTube videos. You learn how to operate your radio. You can learn how to program your radio. You can see how it works in certain situations. Lots of good stuff out there. So I would invite you to come on over to the dark side. I did. I'm proud of it. Thank you.
And that concludes a short introduction to the ham radio digital technology D-Star. Inveterate D-Star user John Davis, WB4QDX, gave this talk at the 2015 Dayton Hamvention. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, on behalf of all those affiliated with these Rain Reports, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Amateur Radio Information Network, www.therainreport.com, on Twitter at The Rain Report, and via iTunes.